And the question is, are we going to rewild, or are we only giving a break to exploit the land for a future exploitation? And no matter what, unless we settle back to a life of hunting and gathering, there will be struggle. And it is for the sake of the system that anything that is human dies. When the system falters, life can breed. And so the more the system is efficient, the more life dies. We shall not march for any regime, but definitely we ought to march for the sake of our own rewilding. And lastly, the right direction is always, in the end, the spiritual one. And as a civilization brings widespread corruption, the only place to deposit our nature is, in fact, back to nature. And if our ambition is broken by misfortune, this is just a fortunate omen to be humble again. And the greatest talent of civilization is to be able to disconnect us from our own self, our extended family and environment. And ultimately, we all try to recreate the environment of our birth, and that is why it is essential to give children a landscape to begin with. And it is not about how we tolerate pain, but how we tolerate someone to cause us pain for the sake of his own greediness. And any slave of the system will be surprised on how much richness one can gather without being a slave of the system. And the new soil gets over the old soil, but where the old soil was fertile, a plant will grow, making the new soil fertile of it. And as the world is turned into a desert, it is in the creeks that the hope for life will survive. And history can be told as a process in which humans domesticated nature and nature turned into a civilization that domesticated humans. And the more we exploit, the more life is boosted, yet the more life becomes unrecoverable. Let's get rid of the rifles and all will be well. And with technology comes institutions, and with institutions come a most coward bureaucratic class running it. And while unconsciously we keep on bringing forward the power structures of our forefathers, only consciously we can bring forward the natural freedom of our ancestors. And it is either a civilization or the wilderness, since the mixture of the two is always the gray area of corruption. With all our soul going for the locals, we soon realize that they are the most bourgeoisie slaves of their masters. And as there is no natural tradition to initiate us in our spirituality, we ought to start from our own nature. And we should make it an imperative that we shall not work for the system, but ought to work for our own nature. And it should be clear that first comes the rewilding of culture, and then the rewilding of nature. And the whole economy is based on an unfair system of exploitation in which nature exhausts herself and in turn us. And the skins of the animals we hunted were quickly exchanged for synthetic clothes, and now we don't even have the leather. And since civilization channels those close to us away from us in order to communicate, we have to use different channels and in the process disperse ourselves. And as quickly as we get domesticated, as quickly we compromise our own autonomy. And heroes are celebrated and then become villains, and villains are defamated and then becomes the real heroes. And no matter how transparent it is, there is always going to be a ceiling on top of us imposed by the power structure. And the more we attach ourselves to our inorganic properties, the more we want to exterminate the organic nature surrounding it. And even if we passively comply with the system, our main form of resistance is actively complying to our own nature. And it is rather obvious that the system doesn't work for the people's autonomy, but to make them more dependent to it. And much of the grudge we have in relation to one another is because we demand rights that are against nature. And one can never be initiated to anything if he has already a technology of the self going. And life calmly keeps on with the only threat of the most agitated power structure above it. And the dilemma is, do we fight the disease or do we fight what causes the disease, which is also what can cure it? And because we practice our own nature, we are able to generate life those who comply to the system are so sterile of. And in all its organization, an institution is unable to capture the soul of anything. And human power is the power of rewild, destroying any power structures. And just beholding the right way to read things does not entitle one to be culturally advanced. And the path in the wild requires no maintenance, just us occasionally walking through it. And when emptied out of its spirit of exploitation, an infrastructure becomes a great skeleton for rewilding. And there's something perverse about people getting so fond on domesticated beings and being domesticated. We always ought to sacrifice something within in order to enlarge something from the outside. And it isn't that people are not intelligent, it is that they don't let themselves go into a spiritual journey bringing them into any death. And repetition is elevating when it deals with nature and diminishing when it deals with any form of automation. And with people losing the forest, people loses their mind. And as much as we should encourage the leaving of the city for the wild, we should encourage the leaving of any social and power structure. And the moment we remove our social inhibitions, we become a threat to a system that is in itself a threat to the natural world. And even if we collaborate with the power structure, if we are true to our spirituality, we'll come to procreate the antidote. And the moment we discover civilization is the moment we no longer want to live as squirrels, but as any other rat. And the only thing we ought to learn from the capitalist enterprise is that pygmy people die under the exploitation of the banana farmers. And artists are only those who are able to take their passion seriously, and if their passion is being human, they become superheroes. And only far away from the organized system of exploitation we can reorganize our natural resources and thrive. And there is an horticultural way of doing business we can tolerate, and an agricultural way we ought to despise. And when we are not hunting and gathering, we ought to learn from other hunter-gatherers. And while clay can turn into a rock, and rock can brittle into powder. And the moment nature gets us used of something, she gets us used of another thing. And the moment we get to know prehistory, history becomes an irrelevant source of reference.